With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We talk football with my friend Will Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com. We're just doing it on a Tuesday. So here's Will. All right, now everybody's played. We saw that last night the Miami Dolphins clearly don't want to have home field advantage throughout. That game was relatively snoozy for three quarters, and then all of a sudden, boom, 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 boom. Oh, you have four touchdowns in the last 5.5 minutes of that game. It was just crazy. Let me start there with the Dolphins and the Titans. I don't know how you lose to the Titans at home with a two-touchdown lead and 5.5 minutes left. Is Miami's defense just not good?
They're not great, Bob.
I mean, they keep adding to the defense. You bring in Jalen Ramsey. You bring in Bradley Chubb. Chubb committed some silly penalties last night. But he also made some good plays, too. But
yeah, he had a real Florida State towel moment there with that. Dude, he's like, slam a helmet. It's like, dude, you can't do that, Bradley.
take your helmet off when you get off the field, like Patrick Mahomes. Petulant.
I know you were hyped up about like getting to sack Drake May in the future, but like, you can't do that, dude.
No.
Yeah, look, I think Miami's a conundrum, man. They what's interesting too, and I'm wearing a Durham Bulls hat right now, but the Buffalo Bills
right
are back in it.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
They're
back in it because it's probably, you know, somebody's going to get in.
Nobody shuttles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
I mean, somebody might get in at 9-8.
They're up to 23% to win the division, dude.
Okay.
The Dolphins are only two games up in the division, and they have to play the Bills in Week 18. That's a really bad loss for the Dolphins on Monday night.
Right, but they still have a two-game lead.
Yeah, but I mean, Miami's schedule is... They
host the Jets. They host the Cowboys. They're at
then
the Ravens.
At the Ravens, yeah. And
tough,
versus the tough Bills.
Finish. Tough finish.
They have not beaten a team with a win. Well, they've not beaten a team that had a winning record at the time they played them. The Broncos have since gotten a winning record, but they were 0-3 when the Dolphins right. dropped 70 on them. you know, they are just 4-3 on the road. And that's a big deal if you got to go on the road in the playoffs and you're going to be playing teams with a winning record. Tyreek Hill got banged up in that game. I mean, frankly, depending on who he draws in the fantasy playoffs, I think Garrett Jernigan should consider sitting him.
yeah, I lost also in the last week of the season, and it's fine. I don't really care. The Jets haven't even been eliminated, right?
No, there are 24 teams that are still alive for the playoffs.
Jets could win the division. Just kidding. Although it was interesting to see Zach Wilson look like an NFL quarterback for one afternoon. Is there a team?
Best game.
That was crazy. Is there a team in the AFC, honestly, that you think is good enough to win the Super Bowl?
I think, yeah.
Who is it?
I think there's a couple. Bills. I think the Bills are good enough to win the Super Bowl.
I don't.
You just got to win one game. You get the Super Bowl. The Chiefs can win the Super Bowl.
Well, sure. Sure. I mean, anybody can win any game.
I mean, the only team that you think they is going to really mess up that's the tough team to beat is the 49ers. And the Cowboys still have questions about playing away from home. They've been great at home. They've been white hot. Mike McCarthy is doing a great job coaching that offense. And Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott and Mike McCarthy have melded very well in that offense.
Sure.
They look unstoppable on the offensive side of the ball. You know, I don't think the Dolphins are the current two seed. I don't see how you could possibly trust them, given that they haven't beaten anyone good and just lost that, just completely laid that egg against Tennessee.
I don't trust anybody Chiefs, in the AFC.
The Ravens are trustworthy.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah, and the Rams are a really good team, and that was sort of a look-ahead game for Baltimore as well, because the Ravens now have at the Jaguars, at the Niners on Christmas night, which is just a delightful present.
Mm-hmm.
The Dolphins at home and the Steelers at home to close out. they're very, very good chance of getting the number one seed. I think the upshot has them at a 54% chance to get the number one seed, thanks to the Dolphins losing that game. It was like 40-40. Right. Dolphins down to 18%. Chiefs up to 20% as a result of Miami's loss. You know, if Baltimore beats Jacksonville, if the Dolphins beat Tennessee, it was going to be Miami and Baltimore head-to-head for the number one seed. And now, I mean, you know, it could still happen. But I think the Ravens are very trustworthy. I'm very curious to see how they look against San Francisco in week 16 on Christmas night.
Yeah, 2 weeks from is it Christmas night? 2 weeks from yesterday.
Yeah Monday night.
I have a hard time with everybody.
Heaven forbid the NFL adjust their schedule for Jesus.
Lord and Savior
was only born today, Roger. But no, fire up a triple header, and don't forget to get every other game on Christmas Eve while you're at it, buddy.
Will Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com, Pick Six podcast moderator.
Do you think Santa's got a TV in that sleigh?
Oh, it absolutely does. He's watching it on NFL Plus on his phone.
Santa's furious that Goodell won't have a Sunday Night Football game on Christmas Eve.
They're talking
about
it.
Come on, man. I got to deliver these presents.
Speaking of NFL Plus, they are talking about a 9-game international schedule, not all in Europe, many in Europe, but also South America, Mexico, right? So they're talking about all these new locations for international games, and they think that they might sell that entire package or put that entire package on NFL Plus to get more people to pay for the premium NFL service.
Smart move.
Oh, sure, it's a smart move, and people will do it I will not. I promise you that I will not.
If they ship the load of coal called the Panthers, you watch it, write it off for work.
I could do that. Absolutely could do that.
Actually, any NFC South opponent, really, any team the Panthers are playing, you could theoretically pull it
off.
Oh,
they should move the entire NFC South to Australia.
If they moved it to Australia, would they then be above 500?
No.
Because you would flip
the Southern Hemisphere. Right. Yes. The entire division will be over 500. Right.
And much like toilets down there, they would flush the opposite way.
Yes. It would be clockwise, I think. By the way, I'm not even sure. I haven't stared enough at the toilet being flushed. The 8-9 wins the division,
I think,
right?
It currently goes clockwise. I think it goes counterclockwise in the Southern. Is that right?
Eight and nine.
I'm 100% flushing a toilet once I get done.
I'm going to go do this in the break when we come back. I will have a definitive answer for this. 8-9 is going to win the division, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
I think it'll be. I wrote for CBSSports.com on Sunday. It was like, you know, it's a time is a flat circle, and this, you know, it's like what I rewatched. True Detective season one recently. It's just an incredible series. But
awesome.
Yeah, but you know, like Matthew McConaughey, Russ Coles, he's like, everything that we've done, we'll do again. I mean, it's kind of depressing.
Yeah.
Really diving into that, the whole concept of it. But I tried to apply that to the NFC South in the sense that once again, here we are. Time is a flat circle, and the NFC South is going to be won by a team that's below 500. You're going to hear a bunch of people screaming that they should reseed because the Cowboys are getting hosed and have to go on the road.
Should.
These divisions are cyclical.
Well, they are. But I would say the same thing, and I've said the same thing. Winning the division gets you into the playoffs. That's enough of a bonus. When we get into the playoffs, the league should just take the top seven teams and rank them in order and say, this is our seven, because you'd want the two teams that are the two best, theoretically. And right now, I'm not even sure that the answer isn't San Francisco. I still think it's San Francisco and Philadelphia. But maybe it's San Francisco.
I tend to disagree just because, like, the NFC South, you had Drew Brees for a long time. Tom Brady came along.
Right, but it doesn't make a difference what the division is. If you get in an 8-9, you don't deserve a home game.
What's your division, though?
Yeah, but somebody has to. You didn't win your division. You just didn't lose it.
Yeah, but
we're one of the three losers of this division.
Sometimes we see these divisions where, you know, it's a case of like the AFC North, where it's just beating up on each other.
But that's
and you're
not
like,
this division. This if you're 8-9, well, right, I mean, like, this is not beating up on each other.
I don't have a problem with. Like I don't have a problem with the system because I think it's like you were put in this division, and sometimes the division, like the NFC East was terrible for a long time.
Of course it was.
Now it's like
Washington won it with a sub 500 record.
Yeah, I mean, right? It's all cyclical. We've seen the Rams win the NFC,
totally
NFC West.
Totally on board with it. You get in. That's enough for me. You get it. You don't know. You should not get a home playoff. It's silly. It's silly to give an 8-9 team a home playoff team. Dallas could end up, or Philadelphia could end up 12-5 and go on the
win your division. You want a home playoff game. Win your division.
Right.
Otherwise, you're a wild card.
So it's just as much bad luck to go 12-5 and not win your division as it is good luck to be 8-9.
All you have to do is beat Dallas twice. Beat Dallas twice. It's not a problem.
Right. That's all you got to do. All right, real quick to Philadelphia, because I think the underlying problem here, and I kind of been hinting at it for the last couple of weeks, which is why I didn't have them ever above San Francisco when we do top five, bottom five, and we'll do it again. I will say this. Barring injury, San Francisco's permanent number one. They're the best team in the league.
Absolutely.
I don't even know that there's a number two. But to me, San Francisco is number one.
I think Baltimore.
Oh gosh, no. I don't.
Lamar's playing awesome. He's just starting to use his legs, and that defense is a lot better than people think.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Not really. the Eagles' defense has not been good.
It's been terrible.
So, like, I'm not a believer.
I would take
in
Dallas over Philly. I would take Dallas over Philly right now for sure.
On a neutral site. I still need to see Dallas do it against a team with a good defense somewhere not named Dallas. Like, they haven't really done that. But then again, maybe there aren't that many teams with good defenses. But Philly's defense is problematic. I don't know how they get around that.
It's not good. And they've got still tough games coming up at the Seahawks. Well, they have at the Seahawks.
That's it.
Giants, Cardinals, and at Giants.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look, hey, Tommy Cutlets. Did you see his agent last night, by the way?
Yeah, I thought that was a cartoon. It's like a Halloween costume.
He's not even joking. That's like a legit, like, how he dresses. he's dressed like Al Capone, like skinny Al Capone. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I mean, it looked like an SNL skit.
I mean, if the Giants can steal one from the Eagles, then the Cowboys have a chance in the division. But more, I mean, look, the Cowboys are playing really, really good football right now. They are unfortunate in the sense that the Eagles found ways to win many games this year that they looked like they could lose. And then the Cowboys laid that egg against the Cardinals. But, I mean, the Cowboys are the better football team right now. And if they can find a way to get that two seed, and maybe somebody does something silly to San Francisco.
Yeah, anybody can lose.
And it runs through Jerry World. Super Bowl is not off the table completely.
No, I don't think it is either. And, I mean, I wouldn't put it out of, I mean, I wouldn't be that surprised if Dallas even went to San Francisco and won. I mean, I don't think they'll be, there won't be favored in that game.
It's more likely that Tony Pollard is like snapping a Hail Mary to Dak Prescott down 9 points or something. But yeah.
right, that was silly. You just never know. But look, I have enough doubt about Dallas. To me, Philadelphia, it's because they were during that stretch, they were figuring. I mean, they won in Kansas City. Before we get out of here, I'm going to ask you about Kansas City. But I think Philadelphia is ultimately going to be the winner of that division because it is a cakewalk. If they lose any of their last three games, even if they lose to Seattle, if they lose any of their last three games, they won't deserve it.
No.
And Dallas has a very difficult finish. But, of course, Dallas can still – I mean, they're in control of it. If Dallas
I think Dallas-Philly is just really interesting because Dallas is peaking at the right time, getting healthy, their offense is clicking, and then Philly, like, they've won all these games early, they're in great shape to make the playoffs, so they're going to make the playoffs and all that, but Lane Johnson's banged up, Fletcher Cox is banged up, the defense isn't playing well, Jalen Hurts is banged up, it feels like for Philly, like, they might be right to you know, get sniped in the playoffs by, you know, team, if there's a team that comes in hot, like as a wild card.
If Philly wins out, they win the division, doesn't make a difference what Dallas does. If they, because they'll have the division records will be the same as at least, and the conference record will be better. Win. All right, now to the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, I get all the frustration about...
They're a bunch of whiners.
He was just a little offside. Okay.
And then Dan Orlovsky goes out, he's like, he was offside the entire game. He's like, that doesn't make it okay.
Right. And he was very offside. He wasn't just a little offside. His body was in the neutral zone. It wasn't his head hanging over. His body was in the neutral zone.
I don't think the Chiefs were... I think what the Chiefs were doing were sort of like the whining and the complaining. And Andy Reid came back and said, like, you know, look, he didn't check with the official. That's Kadarius' fault. Should they have probably warned him at some point during the game? Like, yo, dude, you've been 9 feet off sides for the entire game. Like, maybe stop doing that. Yeah, but it's his job. I mean, you know, this
you
is coaching. It's your job to line up correctly as a receiver. And I think that, like, the Chiefs may have sort of been – lashing out at the idea that they are losing any chance to get the one seed, that they're going to have to Patrick Mahomes have to play a road playoff game for the first time in his career.
Ever. Yeah.
That they're not going to host the AFC Championship game, and that, you know, these receivers, Kadarius Toney cost them the Lions game in week one with all his drops and bad play and negative EPA, and then he cost them the game against the Bills because he was lined up all sides. And so I think there's a lot of frustration there from Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. And the week before, you lose at Green Bay on the non-pass interference call. And so I think it wasn't so much a realistic, like, oh, the refs hosed us here, so much as it was really just a lot of pent-up frustration from, you know, several weeks of just sort of struggling. And they haven't been good since the bye. They lost 3 or 4, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're Denver's only one game back, by the way.
And that is a real issue for Kansas City. And I think Rice is becoming somewhat reliable. He's becoming somewhat reliable. If they can get to that, where they have at least one wide receiver that they trust, I wouldn't throw to any of the others. Not a chance would I throw to any of them. Kadarius Toney is a drop waiting. Same with MVS.
They don't have a starting quarterback left on their schedule. The Bailey Zappe, Aiden O'Connell, Jake Browning, and now Easton Stick with Justin Herbert out for the year are the quarterbacks they're facing down the stretch. So they're they'd have to lose out to miss the playoffs. That's not really in danger. Could they end up end up hosting a wild card game instead of
they're going to win the division? And honestly, if I had to guess right now, even though I don't think they're great, I think they're going to end up with the one seed. I think they're going to go 4-0.
I think they'll go 4-0 too. Yeah, I think they'll get the 2 seed because the Ravens are very good.
Ravens might end up with the one. All right,
it'll be close.
All right, Will Brinson,
Week 18 is going to matter.
Will Brinson in a Durham Bulls hat for those of you watching on YouTube.
It's Durham Bulls.
Me with a Liverpool scarf. All right, my friend, I'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. See you, man.
You got it. Will Brinson here on the Adam Gold Show.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.